This is Brian Dean Wright, host of the podcast, The President's Daily Brief, once again filling in for Bill O'Reilly. It's Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden touring Asia. Most voters say that American society is in a state of decay. Many children now experience eco-anxiety over the state of the planet. And economists are ranking the hottest housing markets in the country. Also coming up, the message of the day. But first, the president meeting with world leaders in Asia, stopping in South Korea and Japan before returning to the United States. Biden, speaking with reporters in Tokyo, was asked to comment on record high gas prices back home. Said the president, quote, "We're going through an incredible transition. When this is over, we'll be less reliant on fossil fuels." Meanwhile, according to economists, the average American has $9,000 less than they had 1 year ago. A poll from the Trafalgar Group showing a vast majority of adults believe that American culture is in serious trouble. 77% say that our society is now in a state of decay. Just 10% think we're living in a state of progress. 13% of us, well, we're just a little unsure. According to respondents, the biggest challenges facing the U.S. include cancel culture, COVID, political polarization, and race relations. A new study revealing most children experience eco-anxiety on a daily basis. According to the British Medical Journal, 80% of young folks between the ages of 8 and 16 say that climate change causes extreme frustration for them and depression. Another 20% experience reoccurring nightmares about the destruction of the planet. The study also finding that a quarter of millennials take the climate into account when starting their families. Real estate experts ranking the hottest housing markets in America heading into the summer. Nearly all can be found in red states. Top five include Charlotte, North Carolina, San Antonio, Texas, I love that town, Raleigh, North Carolina, Jacksonville, Florida, and the number one in 2022 is Tampa. Home prices there are up 25% compared to 2019. First-time buyers say that the housing boom is due to warm weather, higher-paying jobs, and thank God, fewer COVID restrictions. The message, moments away. You heard me talk about anxiety just now. We're going to talk about when it's actually a good thing and some words of wisdom on how to manage it, shared with me by one of our nation's toughest warriors.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Supply chain issues have been a catalyst to bring high-tech manufacturing back to the USA. My tech guy, the founder of Brownstone Research, calls it the Great Recalibration and discusses it in his new newsletter, Near Future Report. For 35 years, Jeff Brown has helped his subscribers safely navigate volatile times to preserve and grow wealth. He also answers your most pressing questions, like how to protect your retirement from inflation. What are the implications of a new digital currency and the Great Reset? What will the Fed do with interest rates? And what's going to happen in the stock market this year? Brownstone Research has been at the forefront of major market moves for 35 years. Let Jeff help you by signing up for his newsletter today at a 75% discount, a 12-month subscription, only $49. So please go to jeffbrowntech.com. jeffbrowntech.com, jeffbrowntech.com.
This is Brian Dean Wright filling in again for Bill O'Reilly. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. You heard me speak a little bit ago about anxiety. Now, what most of us know is that a little bit of anxiety can actually be a good thing. It's something that I learned during my training as a CIA officer when they taught us to use anxiety as a tool. We were supposed to use anxiety for three things. First was protection. If we were in a strange place with swarthy characters, our anxiety was there to keep us alert, vigilant of our surroundings. We took note of the people that we saw, their appearance, their body language. We took in smells, we listened for sounds, and then we compared all of that to what we knew to be normal. That's called a threat assessment. In other words, we used that dash of vigilance, that anxiety, to protect ourselves. The second thing that we were taught to use anxiety for is motivation. During training and out in the field, all of us knew that we were being watched, first by our instructors and then by foreign adversaries. So we knew that we had to use a bit of that anxiety to be the absolute very best. Yes, first to impress our colleagues, it's true, but ultimately to protect our sources, the people that we met with secretly that told us the ground truth about our greatest enemies. The third benefit of just a little bit of anxiety is growth. Sometimes we get stuck in a comfort zone, don't we? We get a little bit lazy. But if we have a touch of anxiety about our current life, it can kick us in the pants to get moving. But as all of us know, a little bit of anything can go a long ways. And that's certainly true of anxiety. We were taught that our anxiety switches can sometimes get stuck in the on position. For instance, trying to be too alert, well, that could cause us to be paranoid, you know, to see surveillance, for instance, when it wasn't actually there. Or too much anxiety with our motivation could push us into perfectionism. We might refuse to move forward with an operation until we convinced ourselves that there was absolutely nothing that could go wrong. But that, of course, is a fool's errand. There's always risk. It's just about how to lower it, how to manage it. Finally, too much anxiety can actually prevent growth because you are ruminating on something. You tell yourself, especially after a mistake, that you're not good enough, that others are better and always will be than you. And that happens a lot to younger CIA officers as they're getting their sea legs. One of the best pieces of advice on how to manage all that anxiety, I actually got from a special ops officer who was very gravely injured in Iraq. He had stepped on an IED and lost both of his legs. He said he dealt with a tremendous amount of anxiety in the first few years after his accident. He obsessed about his future. He stewed on all the things that could go wrong, that might happen. Like, what if there were a fire in his house at night and his prosthetic legs were too far away or too cumbersome to quickly put on? He'd then be stuck in his burning house. He had 1,000 scenarios that ran through his head, and it caused him tremendous debilitating anxiety. And then he said that he realized through reflection and therapy that he doesn't have much control over tomorrow. Yes, he should plan for things, he said, to protect himself, to keep motivated, to keep growing as a man, as a husband, and as a friend. But for him, he had to focus on today. He couldn't dwell on yesterday, like stepping on that IED and how life could have been different if only he hadn't. And then he couldn't obsess about tomorrow either, all the things that might go wrong, because ultimately tomorrow's worries were out of his hands. Because for him, those worries about tomorrow were all up to God. The O'Reilly Update will return in a moment with something that you might not know.
Inflation at its highest level in 40 years, interest rates rising, and a recession may loom. Our retirement accounts are in real danger, no doubt about it. If you want to protect your future, please do what I did. Call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. They can show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. All it takes to get started is a short phone call, and they will have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your IRA or 401k. They are the highest rated firm in the country with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Plus, tell them O'Reilly sent you and they'll give you up to $2,500 of free silver on your first order. Wow. So please don't wait. Call them now. 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Again, 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
This is Brian Dean Wright filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. American cuisine is famous for a number of dishes, hamburgers and apple pie and fried chicken, of course. But one tradition has dominated our backyards for more than three centuries. That's barbecue. The first mention of the cookout dates back to 1672, and years later, George Washington praised the meal in his personal diary just before the American Revolution. Wrote old George, quote, "I rode into Alexandria to barbecue and stayed all night." Researchers say that the technique, which of course is slowly heating meat over an indirect wood flame, was first used by indigenous tribes to preserve their proteins. Christopher Columbus and his crew, in fact, noticed this technique in their smoky dish and called it barbacoa. There are now four distinct styles of barbecue in the United States. There's Carolina, Kansas City, Memphis, and Texas, each with its own characteristics. For instance, folks in KC, well, they like their sauce. In Tennessee, it's all about the ribs. Today, barbecue isn't just tasty, it means big business. $2 billion of cooking equipment are sold each year, including smokers and grills and fire pits. Last year, more than 70% of all homes in America held at least one cookout during the summer months. There are now more than 1,500 barbecue restaurants, and that's just in California alone. That number doubles in Texas, where it's always bigger, isn't it? If you're in the local supermarket, you also have a wide variety of choices when it comes to sauce. There are over 5,000 different companies serving the sweet stuff. Top-selling brand in the U.S. for the seventh straight year is Sweet Baby Ray's. According to Eater.com, the most popular meats this summer are whole hog, ribs, pork shoulder, and then the number one goes to beef brisket. Yes, sir. And here's something else that you might not know. The pandemic is still having an impact on how we cook our food. Polls show that many Americans are ditching travel this summer and spending the weekends in our own backyards. And with all that free time, well, it's a perfect time to have a family cookout and some classic barbecue. If you're looking to make a traditional Texas beef brisket, well, clear your schedule. The entire process from smoking to carving, that takes at least 16 hours and requires 35 pounds of wood. We'll be right back.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-925-7584 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-925-7584. That's 800-925-7584. What do you have to lose? Call 800-925-7584. Again, 800-925-7584.
This is Brian Dean Wright. A very special thanks to Bill O'Reilly. You can find my podcast, The President's Daily Brief, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.